Leslie's son there. What's his name?
Jesse.
Jesse? Okay. Bain is F-A-I-H-N?
F-A-I-N.
F-A-I.
Mm.
Okay. Any H in there?
F-A-I-N. F-A-I-N.
Okay. Is Leslie inside?
No.
Okay. Talk to her inside.
Yeah.
We're going to want to probably talk to you, Star. So, you grab the. Do you want to come in here?
I don't know.
Do you want to come in or? We're going to go in to talk to her. You want in on it?
No, good.
We identify any other people that were here this morning.
Yeah.
And like, maybe they can start jumping in and doing some listening fees too. And not okay. One, just the.
And it sounds like these two guys, one of them is his son.
Okay.
And probably was home.
Okay.
His name is Jesse.
Okay, I'll go over and talk to them up there. See. Did you pay this number yet?
I have not yet.
Here's his closing the deed of business.
Okay.
You want me to call down and get one?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, if you want to make any room.
Okay. You okay with that?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right.
Okay. Okay, good.
I know we had a deal a few years ago. What I think would be a nephew this day. Are we playing like Russian roulette?
No.
One cut. Cut the round, so.
Yeah.
Okay.
My shoes are a mess. You want me to clean them off?
Oh, yeah, there's carpet up there.
Okay.
If you could just take them off here.
Yep. Leslie, I'm Dan Bauman. I'm an agent with the Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension. And we've been asked to assist the Sheriff's Department
And we just need to understand what happened this morning, what really the reflections are this morning, so we know what went on.
He was getting ready to go out and make up for a thing, and he got ready and everything, and I was, you know, I wanted to watch that. There was some guy on the wolf thing. He was living with the wolves, and they were going to have it on the show special. He kept waiting around for it. And then he just told me, he goes, well, you watch it and let me know what's going on. So I sat there and I watched it. And then he turned the TV off, and then he was back on my computer because I was getting on this one I'm going to go to. But, and all of a sudden I heard two shot blasts. Go off. So I'm sitting there thinking to myself, I wonder if he took his gun back there and, you know, shooting at something. And I'm always worrying about him all the time. And I was sitting there thinking, maybe there was that bear back there. There's a bear back there, and maybe he was shooting at that, because the only thing he goes hunting for right now is beavers, and you don't go out until evening. And then, so I called on the cell phone because I was going to ask him if he, what was those two blasts that I heard? And he didn't answer his cell phone, so then I called a couple more times and walked through the house to see if he left his cell phone here.
What did you, when you called, did you get an answer, like voicemail or anything?
No, he never did voicemail, so we just took it off because he never got his messages.
Yeah.
And anyway, so I kept calling, and it was like, okay, you know, and I kind of just started feeling uneasy, and it was like, so then I had to be to work around 11, so I figured, well, I'm going to jump in the shower and go take a walk. I need to take a walk anyway. And so I jumped in the shower, and then when I was heading out, I looked at the clock, and it was like 9:45, and I figured I had like a half hour to go back there and back, because then I could get to the yard by 11 or whatever. But and then I start walking back there and everything, and I kept hearing like something running or something. I was just not thinking about that, but I heard something, and I was sitting there thinking, well, I don't think anybody's back there, because I know I get, you know, all muddy back there. And then I come walking up, and Ike's shadow started barking at me, and I'm sitting there, okay, I'm looking around, I don't see him anywhere, and I keep walking. He start walking over there, and I'm laying on the ground. And he was laying right on his back, and his leg was twisted. And I got up close to him, and I looked at him, and you can tell when somebody's been dead for a little while. And so, and I started screaming a little bit, and then, you know, I had to call 911, but then when I thought about calling 911, I go, no, because I'm not going to know how old I am at. So I called Kenny, you know, and then after I called Kenny, I called 911.
Did you have your cell phone with?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you called on your cell phone? Okay.
And I don't know, I just, I walked around screaming and crying, and that's it. And then the paramedics showed up, and I didn't, you know, and then when they picked him up, and I started seeing, you know, blood started running out of his mouth, I mean, his nose or whatever, and then they told us that he had been shot in the back. And then I had to pull the dogs off because the dogs kept barking at him and everything, so. And then we got the dogs back, and I don't know.
Do you remember what time you called in this morning? Or what time it was?
What time I called him?
Yeah, I know what time you called Art, you know, call our office this morning. I didn't know what time that was.
Because the cell phone and your phone. I don't know if you can do that myself. No, I don't.
Okay, we'll tell you what we're going to do after this. Okay. So, you know what time he left the house this morning?
I think it was about 8:30, but it was the same time on the show that wolf thing was. It was on I don't even know those early morning shows, yeah. Like Regis and Kelly, but it wasn't Regis and Kelly, it was another one. It was that wolf thing, because he kept trying to wait to see if, you know, he wanted to watch it, because it looked kind of cool, you know, but...
Yeah.
And then he got frustrated and just said, well, I'm on here.
Yeah.
And then...
So who's living here with you right now?
It's me, my dad, and then my son and his wife, and nephew, kids, my sister, and my nephew.
Okay, who were all, who was home this morning and when he left?
Ann was here. Who? She was here.
You were here?
And,
Ann
Fane.
And my daughter-in-law, and she was here with the two little ones.
Okay, how about, you say your son's name is Jesse?
Mm-hmm, he was at work.
He was at work. What time did he go to work?
8:00
Okay, so you'd left before he'd taken off and went out there. Did he take a tractor out this morning? Did he walk out, you know?
No, I think it was stuck back there. His four-wheeler got stuck the other day.
Uh-huh.
And it's been sitting there.
Okay. The four-wheeler of the car?
The
Toyota you're talking about?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't even see the tractor. He told me that the tractor, I haven't been back there at all, and he told me the tractor got stuck, so I thought it was up here, because that's where the first time the four-runner got stuck was closer to the road, and he must have tried, you know, got it out, and then got stuck further back in here.
Yeah, you're talking, when we talk about the tractor, we're talking about that little orange tractor? The chains on
old tractor.
Yeah.
Fashion tractor.
And it still runs?
Tractor, yeah.
Okay, it's got a white front end on it. Okay, that's what we're talking about. Yeah. I noticed it was sitting right up by where it was parked right up, you know, next where they have the barrels there, so.
I didn't even notice that.
Okay.
I was always noticing everything. Every time I drive, he'd see all the deer, but I never see nothing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the dad, I don't, I'm not even a favorite, my people.
Yeah. So you figure that he left the house at about 8:30 then, this morning, right? And then he talked to you this morning before he left?
Mm, a bit.
Yeah, you were up then?
Mm-hmm.
What time did you wake up?
No, I was up before him. I woke up. Mm-hmm. I woke up real early. Mm-hmm. Having stress at work and everything.
Having stress at work?
No.
What do you work?
I finish knotting, you know. And I've got, it's a non-profit, and we don't have any money coming in and everything, so. But, I don't know.
So you weren't, you didn't work today? Were you scheduled to work today?
Actually, we got the center closed down right now.
Yeah.
Because we're moving the calorie.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just gonna go in and meet with Donna. She's gonna do a milk thing. And she wasn't able to get her milk yesterday.
We get organic milk from one place and then in large quantities, and then everybody distributes organic milk. They bring their jars in their milk cans.
Yeah. How old are you, Leslie?
15.
How old are you? How old are your first name?
Aria.
Yep.
R-I-E.
Yep. Your middle name?
Susan.
Okay. And it's F-A-I-N, L-H there. Okay. And so you're 51, right? What's your date of birth?
11-2-55.
What was it?
11-2-55.
Okay. What's the, what's your postal address up there? Your box? 215?
Mm-hmm.
That's, would that be White Earth then, or Wavin?
Oh, Wavin.
Okay. Do you have a 911 number, anything?
Mm-hmm.
Like a 911 number? You signed a 911 number? You got 5-5, just that blue number? Yeah.
It's
37-450
or
whatever. 37-450? That's where Lake Road, right?
Mm-hmm.
4034.
Yeah, 983.
Okay. So has he been having any problems at all with anybody?
Mm-hmm.
Any problems with the neighbors?
I just think, I don't know, there are things that have happened in the past with me. No, I don't really want to say nothing.
Well, something happened to him back there, Leslie. Obviously, you'd want us to try to find out who's responsible, right? Okay, so we need to know everything that you know.
And then my thing is, you know, he's had trouble with his brother, I mean, off and on, because he, you know, and...
What kind of trouble?
Well, just off and on, and the things that have happened throughout, and everything, but,
Are we talking about Ken?
You know, I've run my mind to everybody, and I don't want this to come up because it's like, you know, I've been trying to keep them, maintain a relationship with them, and I don't want, you know, but
mm-hmm.
Yesterday, he came and comes and takes things from us, and when we started maple syrup, he was kind of having to pick up 5 buckets last night, and then I picked up 5 buckets last night, you know, and I told him, I said, because, I mean, over the years, I've been buying quart jars,
mm-hmm.
and I had them all in boxes in a shed box down there, you know, and when I went to go back there, you know, because we were carrying all the syrup, they weren't there, and it's like, you know, he probably came over and took them, and I said, well, you need to ask him, you know. Because he's taken things about it before without asking
mm-hmm.
us, you know.
This was yesterday, you said?
Well, I was talking to him about it. I don't know anything mm-hmm. to jars, but I just mm-hmm. know somebody took all my jars, you
okay.
know. And we don't have none for maple syrup. That's why mm-hmm. he had me go and get 5 more buckets last night.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And we talked about it yesterday, about him asking for my jars. And
hello.
I didn't know he went over there for me.
If you will, we still see them. I should be here for some time tomorrow.
Okay. And this is her dad?
Yes.
Okay, I'll tell
Lisa's Kenny's wife.
Okay.
But, you know, I don't want it to be on at all, and you know, I want you guys to do your investigation and your conclusions and whatever, you know, we've always had problems with them, off and on, you know, I'm a money grubber, I'm this, I'm that, but, you know, he told a lot of things to his brother that I wouldn't do to my sister or my brothers, you know,
mm-hmm.
and when they were younger and then Chad drank, that was before he met her, he partied a lot more, but they
mm-hmm.
had business ventures together, and he would always, you know, Kenny, I mean, Chad would do the work, but then Kenny would get the money, and then say, well, he owed the money to Chad, but then he would turn around and rip him off. I'm saying it.
Mm-hmm.
And then when Leslie came along, she stuck up for Chad, you know, watched out for him and, you know, went to bat for Chad, but Kenny took advantage of Chad a lot. And he would just come in and take something like their snowmobile and then take it out and then break it and then they'd end up having to fix it. He was always taking advantage of his little brother.
Did he know that Chad was out? Do they do that together?
Mm-hmm.
So what you're saying is that this morning, because of the jar thing, he went over there and talked to Kenny about that, and as a result of that, then he would have known he would have went back into the woods, you think? And he would have been back there this morning?
That's the only person I even crosses my mind, because Chad is the best person.
And we're not just saying that either, you know, how people say, oh, that was a nice person. I mean, everybody really knows Chad was a nice person. Throughout his lifetime, he has helped a lot of people. Mm-hmm. They do things together. They hunt together. They fish together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somebody needs help working on their house or something. Chad's over there. If somebody had a car broke down or something, Chad would be there helping them. I mean, he was really... Mm-hmm. We're not blowing smoke saying, well, Chad's a nice guy. No, he really was. He was really a nice guy.
Did he and Kenny ever get into any kind of physical confrontation? And
even a few months ago, we got into it over at the bar. Chad and Kenny both owned the
landmark.
And that house that they have over there, he swindled Chad out of the land. You know, he took Chad and he went and signed the papers, and I found out he was a lawyer, and I told Chad, I said, no, I said, I signed that paper, and that it was a quick deed notice, and that he excused me, he goes, no, I didn't, and we went to the lawyer. I couldn't even prove it, but that lawyer had to send Chad a letter saying, no, Chad, you did sign a quick deed notice. You know, and to me, that's despicable. You don't do something like that to your own brother, you know. But maybe, I don't know.
And then when they went to build this house, they asked him to co-sign for them, and he said no. Mm-hmm. And so then they found out, because that was signed before, that they could go ahead and sign on that too and then get this house built.
No, that had nothing to do. I don't even want, you know, he didn't want Chad hearing me because he's afraid I'm trying to take his land, you know, because I made one comment that this was Indian land and sometimes, you know, it belongs to us, you know. But, you know, it is true, you know, but, you know, it's not like I want that, you know. I mean, but I am the mummy brother on this, and there's always been a lot of animosity between us.
Let me ask you this. You've been home all morning, right? Okay. Leslie. And if he left around 8:30, you're thinking, he would have...
Well, we know exactly what time that aired, because he left, but, you know, just before it. And I even opened the road.
So if you would have went over there, would you take an ATV, or you would have drove a truck, get a walk?
Yeah.
How far... I mean, can you see this place from here?
Yeah.
Walk down the driveway?
You walk all the way down the driveway.
Okay. You would walk down there, you think?
I didn't know he had gone over there. I thought he was going to stay back there.
Okay.
And yet one thing I'm trying to think about, the time span, is maybe by the, on the cell phone, my cell phone bill, because the first call that I made was probably about a couple of minutes after I heard those shotgun blasts. Because it was like, I'm always worried, he always gets mad at me because, I would make him carry his cell phone, and, if I hear something.
So are you talking about when you called him? Not 911.
No. Okay. The first time I called him because I heard,
And where did you hear those shots coming from?
They came from over there.
From over there.
I knew he was over there. And that's why I called him, because I wanted to ask him, what are you, shooting at,
mm-hmm.
And I didn't think he took his gun. He's been hunting beaver.
Right.
But he only hunts in the evening,
Okay.
And he don't carry his gun back there at all.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I wanted to find out. You got your gun back there,
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, and I don't
know. Did you go outside right away? Did you say you didn't go outside right away?
No, I just heard him, and I I sit there thinking, you know, I just thought to myself, hey, you know.
Where were you when you heard him?
Well, I was doing it on my computer here. Okay. And go to like a Christian forum here.
Mm-hmm.
And I read on it, so I started reading on it and went back, and that's when I called him the first time, and he didn't answer. Until I was sitting there, and there's a bear back there, you know, so it's like, you know, maybe, you know,
yeah.
I started kind of learning a little bit, you know, and so I just kept trying to call him and call him, and no answer. Like I said,
do the dogs usually go with him when he's out?
They go anywhere with him.
Okay. Were the dogs back there then when you first went back there? The dogs were with him? Okay. Mm-hmm. Sarah, were you up this morning? Did you hear anything?
I don't hear the gunshot, but I had a dream, and that's what woke me up. And then...
What time was that?
I looked at the clock. It was 7:50.
Okay.
And then it was a dream about Seth, my son in California. I dreamed something happened. So I called his cell phone right away. But he's at work, and he had it turned off. I'm sure that's what happened. And then I came out, and then Ann was here. And I
said,
no, Ann Payne.
Okay.
My niece and mom.
Okay.
And I said, where is everybody? And she said, Leslie, up there, she says, thinks Chad had a heart attack. And so I said, what? And then so I went in my room because I was in my pajamas. I got changed, and then I came out. And they see Kenny coming with the bobcat. And then I went like that. And I says, you going up there where Chad is? And he goes, yeah. I says, can I ride with him? I jumped on the front of the bobcat. And we went up there. And he goes, is this a dream? Is this really happening? I says, well, I don't know. Did Chad have a heart attack? He says, I don't know. So then we got up there, and when I got off the I jumped off the bobcat, and then I seen Chad laying there. And then I seen my sister over on the phone, holding onto the box, crying and yelling. And I knew he was dead. You could tell just by looking at him. And then that one lady, paramedic, was there, and then there was a guy there. And I just went over, and I was holding her.
So you were in the room sleeping when all this was going on then?
Yeah.
This morning. So you didn't hear anything or see anybody get up or see anybody
this
morning? No, I'm a
security guard up at the shooting spot, right, and okay. So I got off at 12:30, but I couldn't get to sleep when I got home right away.
Yeah.
I'm going to get my eye up with Anne and Kitty Girls.
And you said you called Kenny right away.
Okay.
As soon as you were back in here and you saw Chad laying on the ground, you said you called him right away. Did you call him at his cell phone or did you call him at home?
I called him at home.
How soon from the time you said you heard the shots, you're on your computer, you said you took a shower, mm-hmm. and then you go out there, you change and you go out there? How much time are you talking about from the time that you heard the shots to the time that...
See, that's what I'm trying to think. If on my cell phone, the first time I called was right
Hello.
After
the call. No one is available to
because
take your
I was wondering why
leave
there's gunshots back
the
there. You know, he don't carry his gun back there. If he did, why if he's shooting, you know? And that's why I called him on the cell phone. So probably not even within 5 minutes of those two shots I was lost, he called him.
Okay, I'm talking about Kenny.
Well, when I left the house, it was 9:45, because I was checking the time, because I had to be in DL by 11.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, I got a half hour, I'm going to run back there, check on him, and then, you know, head out to work. And I walked back there, and however long it was for me to call.
Did you call, you called Chad on your cell phone, did you use the same phone to call Jenny?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you try calling him while you were walking out there?
Yeah, I think one time out here in front, yeah, because I was getting ready to walk back there, and I was like, no, I don't want to walk back there. I'm going to try calling him one more time. And I was standing right in front of the truck, you know, because I was debating whether I wanted to walk all the way back there. And I just called one more time, and he didn't answer, so I started walking down the road.
That's the truck.
Was anybody else up this morning when you left here?
When I left?
Well, I mean, when you went out there to check on him. Was Ann up? The girls up?
Yeah, I went up and they were in the house.
Okay. Ann was up? Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, she's left. She's gone, right?
She went to go pick up my nephew and her grand, my grandson, and they won't let her back.
They got RTC.
Yeah, they stopping everybody at the end of the driveway there and out over there. But
yeah. And Ann is, what's her last name then?
Thing.
Okay.
And then I don't know, I'm thinking, this is what I want to say, I don't really interact with him, but because of the stuff that's gone on and stuff, I don't know that he's like really wrapped too tight, and so I know why she wanted to come in here, and it's kind of scary because if he thinks, you can't let him know that we think we got something, because if he thinks it's us and if he did something like that, he could probably hurt us.
We're going to have to talk to a lot of people, so we certainly need to
do that. Make it like it's your own evaluation.
So I mean, they got to investigate everybody, that's what you got to do. But I'm just letting you know that when I run through everybody, there ain't nobody. You know, there is nobody that he's ever had words with, that he's ever gotten pissed off at, except for because of, you know, and it's mostly because of me. You know, because, you know, I'm older than him, but I don't know.
I stood in the way because then Kenny couldn't get a shot anymore to get money and to take advantage of him anymore.
Well, here's the thing, if he did it, Wesley, you know, he would have had to come over here and actually do it and get back to his house. By the time you call him on your cell phone, if he's back. Did you call him on his cell phone or did you call him at the house?
I called him at the house.
Okay, so he would have answered the phone at the house.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of what that noise was because I kept hearing this noise back there. I don't know, maybe it is Ian Kenny, it could be something else because of that noise.
Just describe that noise for
us. I was trying to figure it out when I was walking there and I'm thinking, okay, what would cause that kind of a noise? You know, because I was trying to think, because I knew the setup over there, and I'm trying to think of what kind of noise that he would be making. It was like kind of like a rhythm, almost like I don't know, like a four-wheeler, or you know, going. I don't know.
Where did you hear the noise?
Did it go? When I got to the sawmill back there, I mean, where all those cars are right there and everything, I started hearing it, you know, and I'm thinking, well, what is he doing that's making that kind of noise? And I'm kind of listening, because it's kind of, I just heard, you know, how you hear something, but it's not so clear. And I kept trying to figure out, well, what that is, that noise, you know, and I wonder if it's, you know, because it, I don't know.
Did it sound motorized? Like some kind of a motor kind of a thing, or was it like somebody's feet going through
like a rhythm or something, you know, and that's what I thought was so strange, because if he was throwing wood in the you know, the firebox underneath there, I mean, it was kind of rhythmic, you know, over and over.
Did it sound near or far?
It sounded from where he was at.
Okay.
And that's why I thought, you know, I didn't even cross my mind, because I thought he was busy doing something over there, because I could hear this noise over there.
So when you walked down there, Leslie, how long did it take you to, from the top of that hill to walk down?
I don't know, 5 or 10 minutes.
Okay.
And but when I heard it, it was like right along there, and then when I turned to go down that thing, I didn't hear it no more, you know, and I forgot about it, and I just kept walking down there.
Okay. Right. So when you found him there, did you call Kenny then right away?
Pretty much within about 1 minute, because I was looking at him and everything, and it was like, you know, I said, no, this can't be happening, you know, and I was looking at him thinking in my head, because I didn't know he had gotten shot at the time. He was laying on his back, and his leg was twisted, and I looked up, because he's got like a platform and that big thing, and I looked at the top of the tank, and there was like a lid up there, and I kind of looked at that valve a little bit, and so I thought maybe he was trying to climb up there from that side, you know, and fell and you know, something, you know, because he was just laying on his back and his leg was twisted. And I'm thinking, did he have a heart attack? Did he have, you know, I didn't even consider him being shot, you know, until they turned him, you know, when they picked him up and then, you know, the blood started coming out of his nose and everything. Then, but I thought he had a heart attack and fell, or he just fell and hit his head. I don't know, you know, the way he was laying. Because like I said, there was no blood, there was nothing, you know, outside of his leg being twisted, so he had to have fallen, you know.
I know it was him because she tried to call him before she got in the shower, however much time transpired for somebody to get over there and then to get out of there, right?
Mm-hmm. It would show up on my cell phone. The first call that I made to his cell phone was right after the shot. Yep. The right last after. One was when I was standing right there in front of the pickup because I didn't want to. I was hoping I got a hold of him.
And then you called Kenny after
that. And then when I got down there, I was going to call 911 first, but it's like I'm on my cell phone.
You didn't see anybody drive through the yard here or walk through the yard or anyone
around? Nobody was around at all. Mm-hmm. And like I said, I heard that noise at first.
You want me to go get the cell phone?
Yeah, please. Yeah. We're going to probably have to keep it for a while, okay?
That's fine.
What's the cell phone?
Because you document all the numbers out of it and the times. Mm-hmm. Is what we need the phone for.
Yeah.
Two, you been okay? Mm-hmm. Have you been going okay with you two?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Then no problems?
Man, Chad, I was married before and I had a really awful marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And Chad, he's always treated me like I was a treasure he found, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I had healing to do, but he has been faithful to me and he's been so good to me. And I mean, last night, I don't know what it was, it was just sitting there, it's like, maybe God let me know, I mean, gave us that time, but, seemed happy and everything, and we talked and everything. I know, he had gotten in the shower, and he kind of, mm-hmm. he just came out kind of all stiffed up and everything, you know, and I just smiled at him, and, you know.
So he was planning on doing. Art was coming over today.
Alan
is coming over today, and he's going to work with him. You knew that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Alan's
going to
go talk to him. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because Alan was with the mother yesterday. Mm-hmm. Just we took off time yesterday to go and help him.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him that, you know, I would help him tomorrow, but I had mm-hmm. to go to work and everything.
So, tell me what, when you called Kenny, tell me what you told him.
I just said, Kenny, you gotta come back here.
Is he here in the room? We can't find it. Jesse doesn't have it. We don't find it down there. I rang it. Do you think it fell out of your pocket and you left it up there?
I don't know. Because I gave it to you, remember?
Yeah, and then you write that, and then you write that. That one that is like that?
You said that, I don't know anything about surfing at all, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You said that, you saw that the lid was open?
I was trying to figure out what the hell happened. It was like, he had a big tank sitting up on that thing, and I looked up, and there's like, he had like a square, piece with a rock or something, I don't know what he had on top to keep it on there. And then I looked at the spout there that was coming out that goes into the cooker, and that was kind of tweaked just a little bit. I don't know. I was just trying to take in what the hell happened to him,
right.
You know.
Right.
And I'm thinking.
It looks like he was maybe going to start a fire there, right? Because he had his cigarette lighter there, and that was sitting up on the top of it. You probably didn't notice any of that stuff.
No, I didn't notice.
Yeah. And the coals, you clean them out once in a while? Is that right? Or?
Yeah, he might have cleaned it out. I don't know. I didn't even notice anything. I didn't lay in there.
Okay. Okay. And you need to remember that the people that looked at him and said that this is what happened, that they don't come across this kind of stuff all the time. So they may be misdiagnosing the scene. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't say one way or the other until we have a medical professional that tells us exactly what happened. Okay? Because, you know, I saw a lot of the same things that you did
mm-hmm.
that didn't make sense to me. So, do you remember him getting telephone calls this morning? You said you were up before him talking to his brother?
No, he didn't know anything on the phone at all. I was on my computer, like I said.
Sure, he might not even paid attention to whether or not he was talking to him.
And he had that on, and we both seen the commercial for that wolf thing, and he wanted to stay and watch that. And, you know, they kept prolonging it, and finally going, hey, you know, I gotta go. Just watch it when you know what's going on. So I said, okay, because I don't like watching TV. I can't stand watching TV, and he always watches TV all the time. So I watched it for him and cut it off, and it wasn't too long. I can't even tell me minutes after that. And like I said, though, I did call him within 5 minutes, I could say, with a shotgun blast. Because I knew there was a bear back there. They were talking about that bear back there. And,
now, I've looked at his phone, and I see that you called him at 9:47 from 218-849-5304. Is that your cell number?
5305.
Okay.
What time was it?
9:47, quarter two. That would have been about the time that you said that you were leaving the house.
Well, that's when I was in front here.
Okay.
It might have just gave you the last time.
The last call, if there's repeated one.
Yes. At that time, when I was standing right here, because I didn't really even want to walk back here with all the mud and everything that's back here.
Okay. And Fred, that's Kenny.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
No, that's his best friend. He's at the
same a different house. Kenny.
Yes.
Okay.
That's Kenny Anderson, right?
Yes.
And who's Kenny Anderson? I'm not from here, so.
Kenny Anderson he grew up with Kenny. They've been in business together for a while, and all these things keep happening there. They were put up a coal barn, and all their tools burnt up, so they've been working out there. They're going to be leaching, you know, and do something together.
Where does Kenny live?
He lives over that hill right there, and that there's a lake across the hill, and he lives over that way.
Okay.
And him, by somebody had said it too, they were trying to get a hold of him, and him and somebody else were in Fargo, and they were on the way back, and we got the call.
Today?
Yeah. I think they said that they were over there about 9.
And 218-556, that would be his cell phone, that's
yeah,
cell phone number.
Yeah, that's my
cell phone.
Okay. If I call him all the time, you know, I was always talking to Fred over all different kinds of things.
And then who's Al?
Al is...
Al Baker.
Al Baker. And he lives far, and that he lives over down 113 and over that way. And Al has been a buddy of his, and does a lot of stuff with them. And
those guys have been getting along just fine?
They did.
Al and Fred.
No reason, because Chad got along with everybody. There ain't nobody he would, you know, I've never seen him angry at anybody at all, outside of, course, I'm looking at it.
Do you know what firearms
Chad has.
Chad has?
He's got, like, he's a hunter. He's an avid hunter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so he's got 4 or 5 rifles. He used to have a pistol, and, you know, at least Nick shot himself in our house, like, you know, it's been about 4 or 5 years. I don't even know how far. And it happened in my house here, and that was the only pistol he had. And he was kind of caught, you know, we don't want it back. He did, you know.
Okay.
So all he had was rifles and shotguns, and that's it.
Would you recognize if any of the firearms were missing or gone?
I wouldn't, but Jesse probably would, because him and Jesse, you know, hunted together and knew, you know, Chad helped him buy his, you know, pick out his rifle and, you know, and everything.
And Jesse's?
My son.
Your son. Okay. All right. If you were us, other than, obviously, his brother Ken, who do you think we should go talk to? Who else would really know Chad or know if he was having problems with anyone?
Fred would be the one, because, you know, Lindsay talks, like, you know, all the time. But, I don't know, all of us, like, all his friends are calling, and they just can't believe it. You know, mm-hmm. Even my friends, they, you know, my family, you know, they loved him, you know, because he has his quiet way about him, but man, he had a heart of gold, you know.
And this is a tough question. We have to ask all the questions. Have you recently had some domestics with Chad that somebody would say that there was fighting going on here?
I don't know, sometimes I'd go off on him on different things, but he would just sit there and he knew, let me in it, you know, say whatever I had to say, and that was it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would get mad at him a lot, you know. And that's what I said, like, my first marriage, it was like, my husband would go out on me all the time, you know, so I was really suspicious of mm-hmm. men, and it took a long time for me to trust him, you know, when he was out doing, you know, but he went out of his way, you know, to always make me feel secure. If he knew I was insecure, he would, you know, we would talk about it, you know, but he knew when I start getting a little bit up with him a little bit, you know. Chad would never went out on me, you know. The only time is maybe when he went with his friends and he would get drunk, you know, and, you know, things would happen, but, I mean, I don't know. He was really good to me.
Nothing like that happened recently that he might have made somebody else mad.
Like I said, the only person that I've ever seen being in a fight with him, argue with him, anything with them, him. And there's been a lot of animosity. I mean, you know, I am Christian, and it's like, you know, I'm really glad, you know, I would try to just forget about everything that happened, because there's some really weird things that have gone on with that family. But, you know, for me, you know, I would never treat my brother or sister like that, or I would never, you know, I'm not like that, you know, to me. And the arguments they would get into and everything else, I was like, I, you know, when they would all get together over there, I would just come over here, because it's like, I don't want to be involved with them, because you never knew when they would start to get pissed off.
Because I got the dogs outside, I came in, somebody called, I answered it.
Did you leave it in the back of Al's pickup truck, or?
No, Jesse said he left in the back of Al's pickup truck. I set it on the corner there.
Well, it would have gone off if you calling it.
I know, and I called it like 4 times. I don't want to keep calling because then it'll start eliminating others on it.
Well, it'll always show up on your cell phone, though, won't it?
Not necessarily.
Not the ones that don't make connection. Won't. We're going to...
Well, they charge you for a minute, so you're free.
We're going to continue, go out and meet with some of the other investigators. And obviously, we're going to have other questions. It's going to be okay for us to come in and talk to you again. Okay. We're really sorry for your loss. And we're going to do what we can to figure out what happened. Anything else that you think we need to know that might help us out right now?
No, I was trying to figure out what that noise was and keep thinking about it. I think it was coming from there, so
okay.
I don't get it.
Well, maybe I
can. And if you find
that cell phone, why don't you get a hold of one of us?
Yeah, just shut it off so you don't lose any of the stuff that's in it.
Well, no, I don't want to keep calling for anyone.
I don't know. It eliminate them, but it
might have held them here, though.
Quite a few.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't see a cell phone there? We're going to look at it.